Alison Hanlon, and I'd like to introduce our workshop leader for today, David Anderson. David is a veterinary surgeon with over 30 years' experience in the use of animals for scientific procedures. Initially as a designated vet for Glasgow University, and then for the UK Home Office, which is where I first met David when he was inspecting some farm bred deer that I was working on over 30 years ago. For the last 10 years, David has been advising the European Commission on the implementation of Directive 2010/63, and is involved in the development and delivery of FALASA workshops on severity assessment over the last few years.
Thank you. Thank you for that nice introduction. Good afternoon, everyone. We've got quite a lot to get through in the next couple of hours. We're going to cover within this room farm animals, and Anya at the back is going to take the fish and doggy people outside to do the workshop out of our sound reach, I think. What we're going to do is have a brief introduction to the workshop, and then at the end, we'll do a wash-up together. So the programme is really just a brief introduction to why we're here, look at the importance of the severity framework, and then we will both groups will be working on a couple of models. Essentially, this is based on severity classification workshops that have now been done in 23 member states across Europe, including most recently in Marseille. And over the last couple of years, we've been doing it obviously remotely, and it's quite nice to get out and about again. So why is it here? We had a really good presentation just before lunch from Pauline on the importance of welfare assessment, and we're taking that forward a bit further this afternoon. So why is the severity framework, which is set out in the European directive and within your Irish legislation, why is it important? It's important because we are required legally to apply the 3 R's throughout projects, from inception, from planning, through authorisation until completion. So it runs throughout all our work with animals and scientific procedures. We also need to set prospective classification for all procedures. So we need to understand severity, and we need to be able to consistently apply severity classification to all the procedures we work on. We also need to know the threshold for regulation. We heard this morning one example where a dietary study had gone from below threshold to very quickly above threshold. And whether that could have been predicted or not, I'm not going to argue. But it's something that you need to consider before you start as to whether what you're doing requires project authorisation or it can be done under normal animal welfare legislation, that you're not deliberately doing anything that's going to cause pain, suffering, stress or lasting harm during your procedure. There's an upper limit set within the directive beyond which we cannot go. So you cannot apply severe suffering which cannot be alleviated. So the upper limit is set within the directive. It's never been requested. No projects have ever been requested since 2012. So it's something that we don't reasonably expect we're ever going to have to deal with. If someone does apply for a project which causes severe suffering, which is long-lasting, and no methodology can be used to alleviate that suffering, it would go to a committee of all member states and be considered at that level. So each individual member state would combine with others to look at whether or not, in fact, this is justified. And having looked at a number of, if you like, close calls, there's always been an opportunity to apply the 3 R's and reduce the severity below that. Those of you that have got project authority in Ireland will realise that we're now reporting the actual severity for each animal. And having just looked at the European statistics for 2020, it's really important that we get consistency, not just within Ireland, but across member states, because these are now open to the general public and they are being challenged by welfare organisations. So it's important for consistency and for national presentation that we understand actual severity and we apply it consistently. From a welfare point of view, particularly with farm animals, if you're going to reuse animals, That's now dependent on the severity of the previous procedure. So from a welfare point of view, it's really important that we classify these properly, particularly at the end of studies, because there's restrictions on whether an animal can be reused or not. Some projects have to undergo retrospective assessment. This is separate from the project severity classification that we're looking at now. But projects that involve non-human primates, which you don't have in Ireland, but have severe procedures, have to undergo retrospective assessment at the end of study. But we'll not be discussing retrospective assessment this afternoon. We now, not in the farm animals over here, but regulation of genetically altered animals in terms of creation and breeding is also covered under the directive. And that has produced a lot of work for those involved in determining and how to assess severity classification as to whether these animals need to be bred under project authority or can be bred as normal animals. It's also important as you have to provide non-technical summaries, and in the non-technical summaries that are now being published across Europe, you need to provide details on what you anticipate is going to happen within your project, how many animals are going to experience mild, moderate, and severe suffering. So again, there's another requirement legally, which is now pan-European, is that the non-technical summaries will include information prospectively on your prospective severity classification. And I can guarantee that what you say prospectively will be considered when you present actual severity. And there'll be quite a lot of interrogation by the welfare groups as to whether the scientific community have got this right or not. But why is it important? Why is having a consistent approach to severity important? Welfare of animals, 3 R's is important, but in terms of reuse, particularly with farm animals, we need to know what has happened to animals and apply severity assessment consistently and uniformly as far as possible. It's also important to provide a level playing field for the scientific community. And we know from reports and from real case studies that not every country is applying the same principles with regard to severity assessment. And it means it's quite difficult for scientists to be able to move between member states. So that's important. And finally, we've got the new statistical reporting, which is now available to the general public, and it gives much more detailed information on the use of animals in science. And it includes information on the actual severity for every animal used across Europe and for the purposes for which they're used. But it's important, it gives ongoing opportunities to implement refinement and reduce suffering, which is one of the reasons that we're having this workshop this afternoon. How do we tackle this? How do we ensure that we're minimising suffering when we set out in a project and ensure that, if you like, the third R, refinement, is properly applied? It's a really important tool within the directive to ensure that we've got improved communication between those responsible for using, the scientists, those caring, and those monitoring the animals. In the majority of establishments, the care staff will be responsible for ongoing monitoring. And one of the major benefits I see from the new directive has been the improved communication within establishments between care staff and the scientific staff. It will provide input to retrospective assessment when it's required. And hopefully, if we apply the 3 R's consistently and appropriately, we'll get improved scientific data quality. So just as some background, this is from the European Statistical Reporting. We've got about 40%. This is all the animals used, so the 8 million animals reported across Europe. We've got about 40% are reported as experiencing mild severity, just under 50% moderate severity, and very low numbers of severe reported. But there are significant differences between member states and between establishments, dependent on the kind of work that you're doing. And although the means are presented in these figures, you can see that the range for severe goes from some countries don't report any severe, which you may think strange, and I think strange, to other countries that report up to 35% of severe. And the same happens within member states. If, for example, you've got pharmaceutical research or a contract research lab, the likelihood is that the severity will be higher there than in fundamental science within universities. So to move on, if you forgive me, Anya, I'm just going to briefly talk about farm animals. Within the 2018 stats, we used 74,000 sheep and 36,000 cattle within the EU. The majority was used in regulatory and routine production. Routine production is by and large, a lot of it is blood production, blood harvest, antibody production, although there are significant numbers used in regulatory use also. And you can see around 20% in basic research and 20% on translational and applied research. In terms of the stats, in terms of severity, which is what we're going to talk about this afternoon, when we look at sheep, you'll see that the vast majority of sheep are in fact reported as mild, with a very tiny percentage reported as severe. Similarly in cattle, the vast majority of studies carried out in cattle and reported are classified as mild, with slightly more reported as moderate. And that's just comparison. So you can see that in terms of overall severity, it's skewed, obviously, because of the large number of rodents. But farm animals and pigs are very similar. The majority of studies done in farm animals tend to be in the mild category. So that's a very quick introduction to what we're doing today. We'll split up now into fishy dogs or doggy fish who are going next door. And then at the end, we'll come back and say, well, what action can we take to promote consistency with regard to severity? So with regard to procedure planning, which Anya's groups will be doing also, is we've got a couple of animal models. Anya's got a dog and fish one. We've got a cattle and sheep one. And for the workshop purposes, please just accept the justification for the model, the species and the numbers and design. We heard this morning quite clearly that there are all kinds of issues over experimental design. Please just take what we've produced as valid. They are based on real examples. So we haven't just made them up. What we want you to do is to identify, firstly, the steps which may impact on severity. So if you apply for a project, what are the steps within this study which may cause pain, suffering, stress, or lasting harm? We'll then move on to what measures you would take to reduce severity. Following on from Pauline's talk this morning, we'd like to spend some time on the signs that you would have if you're looking for welfare assessments within the cattle and sheep or fish or dogs, and finally indicate prospect of severity classification. Once we've done all that in our group, we'll then have some examples of actual severity classification for you to vote on our interactive system. Thank you. Thanks, Anya. So we've got, you can stop recording, I can talk properly now.